Welcome to Pentecost, the holy and joyous day when we celebrate the delivery of the Holy Spirit to the disciples and those around them. Today, our day is all about the Holy Spirit, the third entity of the Trinity. Some of you may have met her, this Holy Spirit, through church, or Crescio, or camp, or another vast spiritual experience that swept you away into her beauty. And for those of you all who have met her, I imagine she is a bit hard to describe. She is emotive, she moves, she is life, she is breath. And perhaps that is why, of the three persons, the three Godheads in the Trinity, she gets the most vibrant imagery. Dove, fire, wind, wave. She is a movement, a feeling, an experience. She is not a thing. And we're used to describing things. And so, when we describe that which is not a thing, sometimes it is plain hard. Just this week, I saw an artist trying to explain something which was not a thing. They were beautiful pictures by a young woman named Katie Joy Crawford. And Katie Joy is an artist who struggles with deep depression and anxiety. And to her, she found the deep depth of her suffering very hard to explain to those who had not experienced it. And so she found a picture, a better media than words. Her photos are vivid. A mouth and chest wrapped in plastic because she cannot breathe. Or a cloud surrounding her head, representing the entrapment of her thoughts and fogginess of thinking. Or a body swallowed within black clothing, representing the darkness of the disease. But her images were important to me this week because they allowed me to feel rather than think. Feeling rather than thinking is sometimes hard for us to describe. It is emotive. And the Holy Spirit today is highly emotive. And perhaps this is why our reading today from Acts reads a little bit more like a beautiful piece of art than an encyclopedia entry. For when the Feast of Pentecost had come and they were all together in one place, without warning there was sound like a strong wind, a gale force which no one could tell from where it came, and it filled the whole building. And then, like wildfire, it spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages, as the Spirit prompted. One of my favorite images of the Holy Spirit is within a great hymn from an artist named Cricket Harrison, who was a former professor at Lexington Theological Seminary. Her hymn titled Restless Weaver is set to the tune of Beach Spring, and here is the text. Restless weaver ever spinning threads of justice and shalom, dreaming patterns of creation, where all creatures find a home, gathering up life's varied fibers, every texture, every hue. Grant us your creative vision. With us, weave your world anew. This is a beautiful image of the Holy Spirit, the idea that the Holy Spirit is weaving us all together, different pieces, different ribbons, different walks of life, into beautiful and an exquisite tapestry. In my vision of the Holy Spirit, I imagine it to be this restless weaver. And that all of us somehow bring a different piece of ribbon to that beautiful tapestry. I do love the Episcopal Church. It is where I find home. I love the richness of our liturgy, the deep liturgical symbols of our faith, the way in which we celebrate Christ's body at the Eucharist with very sacred intentions. Perhaps maybe our color of ribbon is purple, the color of penitence or Lent, or the idea that we symbolize a broken people who are forgiven. Or purple, the color of royalty, symbolizing the beautiful kingship of the cross. But when I imagine our tapestry together, I don't just imagine purple, because purple wouldn't be a very colorful tapestry. So I imagine others, perhaps Catholics who bring the red of Christ's passion and death and blood, or Baptists who bring white, the color of being washed through baptism and made anew, or maybe the United Church of Christ bringing a deep green of ecological awareness, or Eastern Orthodox bringing the deep blue of a night sky, or the Christian Church Disciples of Christ bringing a rainbow thread of justice. And I imagine that when all those things get woven together, that there are also pieces of red and yellow and black and white and brown and rich pieces of silk and poor pieces of tattered rope. I love the imagery of the Spirit as weaver. And our Acts reading today is sort of a verbal tapestry. For if we imagine it, when the day of Pentecost had come and the disciples were filled with Holy Spirit, they all spoke in different languages. And I imagine that sound must have been beautiful and wonderful and terrifying. And Jerusalem was filled with people from all over the world who had come on pilgrimage. And they were drawn to this cacophony of sounds, of tapestry of language from different places. And they all heard God's goodness in their own native tongue. And the tapestry of song spoke of the prophet Joel. And it declared that sons and daughters would prophesy, and young men and old men would see dreams, and slaves and women would receive gifts of spirit. Whatever the Holy Spirit is, weaver, fire, wind, wave, may be hard to describe. And how she works through feelings or movement or individuals or groups may be harder to describe. However, her actual work, the evidence of what she leaves, is easy to see. For the Holy Spirit is the one who unites, connects, joins us all into the body of Christ. In her work, the young and old, the slave and free, men and women, sons and daughters, are beautifully woven together to do God's work. The Holy Spirit is for all, and when she is at work, all people experience the goodness of God's grace. In our great country, the Holy Spirit was at work during the First Great Awakening, when in the 1730s and 40s, she swept through the United States like a wildfire, calling people into a more personal relationship with God. And by doing so, she evened the spiritual playing field. For individual persons began reading and studying scripture and journaling and praying on their own. And the gospel was offered to blacks and whites and slaves and freed and men and women. Without regard for class or race, the gospel was for all. And the Holy Spirit swept again through the Second Great Awakening in the 1800s, when over 20,000 people gathered in Cane Ridge, Kentucky, for a revival. And again, without regard, all that were gathered were a diverse group of people, plain folk and plantation owners and common people and slaves and people from different Christian traditions and those who didn't believe. They all came. and we're all swept up in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit blew through our nation in the 1850s and 1900s, through the social gospel movement, through churches who called for reform and prison ministries and for justice and for the poor, and who called the women's suffrage movement into being. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And although she might be hard to describe, the evidence of her work is not. It's the work which calls us to minister with all people, regardless of age, race, class, sexual orientation, poor, non-poor, Republican, Democrat, black, white, brown, Episcopalian, or Baptist, or whatever else divides us. The Holy Spirit is the one which unites us all, weaves us together, and brings us together to create the world of peace and justice anew. Today is the great birthday of the church. And we celebrate that not necessarily because the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples, but because of what happened next. For after the Holy Spirit sat upon the disciples, and after different languages were spoken, and after Peter preached on equality and justice for all, 3,000 persons came forward and said, "We want to experience her. What do we do next?" And Peter said, "Repent, be baptized in the name of Christ, that your sins are forgiven, and that you may receive the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you and your children, and are those who are close and those who are far away." In that day, 3,000 people came forward to be baptized. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. This is the birthday of the church, when all come together from all different walks of life to unite powerfully into the body of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. In a moment, we will stand together and we will pledge our baptismal covenant. The day that we were baptized, we made this vow. And we will make the same promise as those first disciples and first church did on the first day of Pentecost, that we will continue in teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and of prayers. We will reclaim our promise to share the good news of Christ. We'll reestablish our decree to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we will pledge our willingness to do the work of the Holy Spirit, to strive for justice and peace among all people. When we stand up, may we boldly reaffirm our commitment to our Holy Spirit, our giver of life, our breath, the one who calls us to be weavers. May her love guide all we do, with her reign of peace our pattern. May we weave the world anew.